Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Zayin Amud Bet. Near the bottom of the Amud, taking a look at the analysis of the second clause in our Mishnah, which is talking about an animal that's got a limb hanging off of it. And Reb Meir says that you then shech the animal, all the parts are mukshar latuma with the blood. Reb Shimon says not. Let's see. My coming palgi. I'm a rabbi behemon. I sit yam la'ever coming palgi. Rabbi says the machloket Reb Meir and Reb Shimon is, can the animal become a yad to the aver? Meaning, can you see the large animal as a handle for the small aver? Marsa rein behemon. I sit yad la'ever. That's Reb Shimon. And therefore the two don't connect. Marsa rein behemon. I sit yad la'ever. That's Reb Meir. By Amar, but Ochez b'katan v'en gadol aleim okein palgi. He says, no, that's not the issue. But rather, the question is, if you have two things, one is very large, one is small, and if you pick up the small one, will the large one come with it? If it won't come with it, is it still considered mechubar? Is it considered one? That's Reb Meir. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Abaye. How do I know? That's Rabbi Yochanan, Ramid, Reb Meir, Reb Meir. He identified a contradiction within Reb Meir, which is, meaning he understood that that's what Meir's position was, not about a yad, but rather when you pick something up, if you pick up the smaller side, if the bigger side won't come with it, then it is considered still to be one. Uminu, how could he say that? Ochel shenifrasu merabe miktzat. If you have food that got chopped up, but it's tied, it has some small connection, like by a hair. Meir imochez v'katam gadol oleima. If you could pick up the little part and the big part will come with it, hareu kamo. Then it's alike. L'mlam enu kamo. Which means Reb Meir, according to Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of our Mishnah, contradicted himself. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Mukhlefet hashita. Machlok rishonim here what mukhlefet hashita means. Whether it means that really it's Chachamim versus Reb Meir, and Chachamim are the ones who say that imochez v'katan v'gadole, or maybe that in this particular case the halacha is different. But either way, the main point is Rabbi Yochanan identified as a contradiction because that's how he understood our Mishnah. Umay kushya, why is it even a challenge? Dilma shana the Reb Meir bein tful yom l'shar tumot. Because the case that he was talking about in that Mishnah is about a tful yom. So I move the tful yom, we have to be more severe for the tumah to spread. So that's possible. Tanya Rabbi Yomer, achad tful yom, achad shar tumot. The answer is because Rabbi said that the rules are the same for tful yom or not. But dilma Rabbi lo shani le Reb Meir shani le. Maybe Rabbi thinks they're alike. Maybe Reb Meir thinks they're different. Mashiach, Hachim Rabbi Yochanan, the Divrei Rabbi Mukhlefet Hashita. Indeed, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. According to me, meaning Rabbi Meir may believe that things are different between a Tful Yom and not, and that's why for a Tful Yom, in order for Tumah to spread, there has to be a real, stronger connection. However, according to Rabbi, he says it's all the same, you'd have to say that the Shita is different. Okay, that's Rabba, that's Abaye, now Rav Amar. B'yeshav, the Tumah Vinyad, the Hachshav, and Himpalgi. The Machloket, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon is, even though there's a yad l'tuma, but there's no yad l'hechsher. Marsav yishad l'tuma and yad l'hechsher. Marsav yishad l'tuma and l'hechsher. Which is basically parallel sort of somewhat to Machloket Rav and Rabbi Yochanan had earlier. And so Reb Meir would have the position that a yad is valid for tuma and a yad is valid for hechsher. Since we're calling this barely hanging thing the aver, that the animal is the yad for that, and now everybody agrees that yad... The only question is an aver meaningful for hechsher? Papa Amar has a different take. They're disagreeing about what happens when the physical hechsher of the piece of meat happens before your intent. And here we go. He said the following thing. Chalav shchuta bikfarim. Chalav shchuta bikfarim. Tzorich machshava v'intzorich hechsher. Out in the hinterlands where there's lots and lots of meat, so I'm going to throw the chalev away. So if you have chalev of an animal that you shechted, you have to have intent that it is going to be used for food, to have tumat ochli, even though you're not allowed to eat it. But you don't need a hechsher. Shekvar uchshar b'shchita, the shchita alone is machshir. It's going to be chalev of a chaya. But they had so much meat, they wouldn't need chalev. So therefore, in that place, you have to have intent. But notice, that even though you have to have intent, you do not have to have hechsher. It doesn't have to get wet or anything else. Amarti lefanav. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I told Rabbi Akiva, l'matan Rabbeinu ulshin shalitan v'dichan v'imavnim l'chalein adam, if you collected some vegetables and you washed them off for an animal, and then you changed your mind, decided to eat them yourself or for another person, shichor hechsher shini, you need to do another hechsher because the new intent creates now a new thing, which is another hechsher, which therefore means that if you changed your mind, decided to eat that chalev, then you would need another hechsher, because the shechita is not good enough. V'chaz Rabbi Akiva, liot shonek Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Akiva agreed and changed his mind, accepted Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, he said, you would need a new hechsher. So therefore, he says, that's the issue. Mar sabar lakimikara, Rabbi Meir says that I hold like Rabbi Kiva's original position. Therefore, you do not need another hechsher. Mar sabar lakachazar. Rabbi Shimon says I accept the Rabbi Kiva's changed mind. To go to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a new hechsher. Achonav Ika Amar. He has got a fifth answer. Kaneach Adam ben Siman. The Siman came pagi. This went much earlier. What happens if you were shochet and then you clean the dam off? Ben Siman the Siman. Mar sabar yeshlo shchita v'tchila lad sof. Meir says shchita is an ongoing process, which means v'adam shchitahu, the dam that is there from before is dam shchita, because shchita starts at the beginning and goes all the way to the end, and dam shchita is machshir. Umar says ein shchita al basof. Rabbi Shimon says shchita is a 1 second act that happens at the end, which means v'adam makahu, the dam that was there before that you cleaned off was dam maka, and that's not machshir. Dam shchita is machshir, but not dam maka. So that's and number five, the fifth way of looking at it. Rav Ashi Amar is the fifth, sixth way. Shchita machsher v'lo dam kami palgi. They disagree about whether shchita alone is machsher without dam. Rabbi Shimon says it's not. Rabbi Shimon says it's machsher on its own, and therefore it doesn't affect this aver that was disconnected. And Rav Meir says no, it's only machsher because of the dam. The dam is machsher. By Rabba, Behem Bachaya, Mashta say Yad La'Aver. What if an animal's alive? Could it become a Yad to the Aver? Because we were talking about a dead one. And this is Rabba going back to his original take. Take number one on the Machloket, that it's about Behem Nasit Yad La'Aver. Could it be while it's alive? And the answer is Teku. Rabbi Aram, Ruki Shuchin Nitna Ta'abat Seeds. If you have like a cucumber, something of that sort that you planted in a pot, Big deal of Yatzar Chutz La Tzitz, and it grew and went out of the pot to Horat. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Chimati Vala Taher. Why should it be Tahor? Elwa HaTameh V'Tumato V'Tahor V'Taharato. That which is in the pot is Tameh. That which went out is Tahor. So Baya Baya Maush Tasayad V'Chavrata. So now that you've got a plant, part of which is Tameh, part of which is Tahor, which is the setup a Baya wants, can the Tahor part become a Yad for the Tameh part? So if the Tahor part touches something that's Tameh, here's the issue. The kishut is planted in a pot. So that particular pot, does not have a hole in it, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma because it's in a potted plant that doesn't have holes in the bottom. But part of it went out over the ground. So therefore, Abaye quotes the Braita that says that if you plant it in the pot and it went out, the whole thing is Tahor. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, the part that's over the ground is Tameh. The part that's coming from the pot is Tahor. Then Abaye asked, good, so can the Tahor part, which is in the pot, become a Yad for the other part, which could be Mekabel Tumah, because it's considered now, the opposite. Could the stuff that's over the ground, which is Tahor, because it's considered Mechubad LaKarka, now be a Yad for the stuff that's in the pot, which is Tlusha? And the answer is Teku. So we're going to see another similar question. If you bow down to a gourd, but only to half the gourd is Asur. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Maush Tasei Yad L'Chavrata. You have to realize that the half that's Asur can't become Tameh B'Tumat Ochlin. What happens if the half that's Asur touches something Tameh? Does it then carry the Tumah to the half that is vulnerable to Tumat Ochlin because it's not Asur? The answer is Teku. A Papa, Re'amru, similar thing. Yichur shel te'inash nifshach umurebek lipatam. If you have a branch of a fig tree and it's got that was cut off, but the klipa is still connected, the bark is still connected, If it could still live, then it's tahor, because in the ground. If not, it's already out of the ground. So our papa Moshe say yad chaviro. Can the tameh part have a yad in the tahor part to conduct tuma? And the same teku. Zayamru is another one. Evan shebezavit. If you have a house that is minuga, and you have a rock that's in the corner that's shared with the neighboring house, kulo. He has to take the whole thing out during the first process. Kshunotes, but after the third process, when you have to break the stones apart, notate shalom and yachat shachavero. You only break your part of the stone, leave the other part. And again, could the half that is not being touched become a yad for here, for tuma? And the answer again is, teku. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast, which will be our final podcast on Perek Chi'i. And we'll go from there. In the meantime, it should have a wonderful day.